It's time for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundup, and I'm joined by Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Charlotte, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you, Toby. How are you?
Not too bad. This is our last Connect Voices Roundup of 2020, and we have a request from NHS Scotland for blind and partially sighted people to help out with testing a new bowel screening kit and an opportunity to help the Department of Transport with research into travelling with an assistance dog, like me with my guide dog. So, Charlotte, we start with that call out from NHS Scotland.
Yes, so we've been contacted by the Scottish Bowel Screening Programme. As Toby said, they're looking for blind and partially sighted people to help them test some new kits that will be used in their programme from next year.
And Charlotte, what will people need to do?
Yes, so you will take part in a virtual session, an online session, through which you'll be guided through the testing of the kits and asked to score them in terms of their user friendliness. You will be provided with the kits and some chocolate spread to use for the testing. This will be sent to you in the post before the virtual session. However, if you can't take part in the virtual session, then that's fine. You can provide them with the feedback separately.
And how do people register their interest?
Yes, so the programme is hoping to carry out their evaluation in mid-January 2021. So if you are interested in helping them, then please contact Karen Roberts from the NHS Scotland National Services Division. Her email is karen.roberts2@nhs.scot. And it's also worth noting that although this screening will only be available by NHS Scotland, that anyone in the UK can take part in the testing.
And I think it's really good that people are able to get involved with testing these kits for bowel screening, because it's so important that I think, you know, for me as a visually impaired person, that I can do something myself. So hopefully, you know, that will happen, and, you know, it will hopefully be a great, you know, resource for people.
Of course, yeah, it will definitely be a great opportunity to give blind, partially sighted people greater independence with their medical health.
And now we come to that opportunity for those like me who are a guide dog owner or assistance dog owner to give feedback and help the Department of Transport with what it is like travelling with an assistance dog on public transport.
Yes, so it's a high profile opportunity. As you mentioned, you know, the Department of Transport, they're really keen to make sure that blind, partially sighted people, or, you know, people who use assistance dogs are, you know, as independent as they can be on public transport. So the government want to ensure that disabled people have the same access to transport as everyone else, and for them to travel confidently, easily, and without any extra cost. So the government want to hear your experiences of using an assistance dog, such as a guide dog or a hearing dog. These can be current experiences or experiences of travelling on public transport in the last year.
And Charlotte, if people are interested in taking part and helping the Department of Transport, what do they need to do?
Yes, so the Department of Transport, they would like people to share their experiences in a short 10 to 15 minute survey. You can either access this survey by heading to the RNIB website, which is www.rnib.org.uk, then use the search function to search for Connect Voices Current Opportunities. The link to the Department of Transport survey will be on that page. However, if you would prefer to complete the survey over the phone, or you have any further questions, then please call 0800 652 4570. I'll just say that again. So that's 0800 652 4570.
And also, Charlotte, if people want to find out more about the items we have just chatted about and how to get involved with RNIB Connect Voices, where can they go to find out more and get involved?
Of course, yes, we always welcome new people to join Connect Voices. So if you want to find out more about our Connect Voices online group and any other opportunities, then you can go to www.rnib.org.uk and search for Connect Voices, or you can email involvement@rnib.org.uk and a member of the team will be happy to help.
Thank you, Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.